Here we are with Steve Flink, a good friend and colleague from tennischannel.com. Steve, what do you think about these matches? I mean, we haven't seen a three sets match yet, all in two sets, not very exciting. Ferrer lost 6-4, 6-4, and that was the longest match between the first four where we saw it. What do you think?
Yeah, it hasn't worked out on the court the way it looked like it could possibly evolve on paper, because it all started, of course, with Nishikori getting obliterated by Djokovic 1-1, and then Berdych had an early opportunity against Federer, 2-love, and he lost 4-2. And then, of course, you mentioned Murray. Murray beat Ferrer 4-4. That was a pretty good match, and Ferrer had the early break in the second set, but you never felt like he could win. And then finally, Nadal took apart Wawrinka 3-2, and Stan got very discouraged once he went down a break in the second set. He didn't seem to have a lot of energy or enthusiasm or commitment to being out there to fight. So all four of the big-name players there have come through very comfortably, Ubaldo.
Yes, Steve, and this reminds me a little bit last year's ATP World Finals, because I mean, even last year, all the matches were pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it was disappointing, and we keep thinking each year, but I do believe you, Baldo, that we've had our disappointments the first 2 days because none of the matches has been that exciting. However, tomorrow, Djokovic versus Federer, the day after, Murray versus Nadal, I don't think they're going to let us down. Even if those are straight set matches either way, I think they're going to be high quality and compelling matches. And those are the two matches that should turn this tournament into something more special.
Yeah, I do agree with you, Steve. Let's hope so. And I would also suggest to the ATP that they should find a week in between Paris and the finals in London, because I think there should be a one-week rest or something, because the players come here, and when they start losing, they seem not committed enough. They surrender. I mean, at least this is what we've seen in these first 2 days.
I mean, they did have these, you know, Djokovic had a nice rest period after winning Paris, so you basically had 1 week off between matches, and I would have thought that was enough time. I guess it wasn't, but the other thing is, it's just the end of a long year. That appeared to be part of the problem with Wawrinka today. I think they maybe hit a certain emotional wall, and they've played the four majors already, and the number one ranking has been decided, so perhaps there's not enough incentive. I don't feel that way about Federer or Djokovic, though, and Nadal has a lot of enthusiasm as well, and we'll see what Murray can do, but I certainly think Federer, Djokovic, and Nadal are going to give us their all over the coming days.
Well, okay, listen, thanks a lot, Steve, as usual, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ubaldo, I enjoyed it.